There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. BA, how are you?
I am doing very well. I hope you guys are.
Can you go to fish?
I don't believe I could. I mean, listen, I would love to sit here and tell you that I could just to sort of protect the, I guess, you know, sort of homespun aesthetic. I don't think I know how to do that.
Yeah, no, like BA going fishing and doing all that is definitely feels like a part of what would be the brand, but that's fine. Whatever. I mean, everybody's complicated.
Yeah, I like to fish with my son, but we normally just throw him back.
Oh boy. Catch and release. We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah,
Randy's
we'll
got a real
one.
Problem with catch and release.
Yeah, I got a big problem with that.
All right.
Stuff.
Let's talk about last night's game. Ohio State is national champion. Notre Dame put up a hell of a fight, man. They had an opportunity to get the ball back in the fourth quarter, down one score. They didn't. Ultimately, Ohio State makes the play. What were your thoughts on last night's game and how it sort of relates to the 12-team playoff in general?
I thought the vibe around the game was pretty good. I thought the game itself was good. I mean, Notre Dame, to its credit, did enough to kind of keep you compelled for 60 minutes. Teetering on the brink there for a little while, you sort of thought, okay, well, this is maybe about to get away from us, but in terms of having something worth watching. But they found a way to kind of fight it back. And honestly, Ohio State goes on a really impressive postseason run. You know, blow out Tennessee, you know, comfortable win against Oregon, you know, take care of business against Texas. And now, you know, beating Notre Dame, you know, in a year in which we've sort of said, you know, no great team, that's probably true. But certainly it was a great postseason run for Ohio State. And I don't think you could do anything to take that away from them at all.
How do you view Notre Dame after this, BA? Is it one of those things where they're with the Ohio States and the Georgias and the Texas, are they in that category, or do you think this was just a good run that they had?
Yeah, I don't think they're in that category. And honestly, if you watch the game closely last night, I don't mean this in any way snarky, disrespectful, but you could sort of tell, I felt like that the way in which the commentary was sort of working, that they're kind of being graded on a curve. You know, people are, hey, man, they gave it a good fight. You know, the team in the national championship, you would expect to give it a good fight. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, Notre Dame did and, you know, found a way to keep it reasonably close, I think is an example of, I just don't think most people view Notre Dame in the same category of Ohio State, Notre Dame in the same category of some of these other teams. They obviously beat Georgia, so, mm-hmm. you know, Georgia doesn't have much to say about that right now. But I would say there's still, at least in my eyes, a little bit of a difference in the talent level for Notre Dame and certainly a team like it played last night.
Take a big picture look at the season that just ended. Longest season we've ever covered by days and games and all of that kind of stuff. I thought it was really fun,
yeah.
For sure. And I like the 12-team playoff as well. But just sort of your 10,000-foot view on the first year we had with the 12-team playoff and everything that went into it.
Well, I love college football as much as I ever have, and I think the sport's really resilient against all kinds of crazy stuff, and I'm very, very thankful for that. I guess the one thing that I would say is there were tons of amazing moments, but the regular season was really outstanding, and I am, you know, fairly pro college football playoff. I like the playoff. I don't know that the 12-team playoff matched the fun of the season. I think playing the semifinals on Thursday and Friday is weird. It seems like people like the idea of more home games as opposed to the neutral site quarterfinal games. You know, I don't necessarily have a prescription for that, but by the time we get to the postseason, it sort of feels like the fun of the regular season. Now we've kind of given way to something different. And as you said, stretching so long, kind of deep into the NFL playoffs, pretty, you know, late into January, that doesn't quite feel right either. So as someone who genuinely does like the college football playoff, some people don't like the playoff, but I do. I'm pro CFP. I think we got to do something to make the college football playoff feel more like the fun of the regular season, because I think random Saturday in October is still more fun than some of these playoff games, and it probably shouldn't exactly be that way, I don't think.
If they were going to make a change, because you kind of hear some of the people saying already that this year they probably won't, the coming up season, they probably won't change it yet. But if they did, would it just be the automatic seeding part, or the what would be your biggest takeaway? I'm sorry, what would be the thing that you would take away from what happened this past year in the first 12-team field?
Well, if I had the power to do anything, I believe my first choice would be I'd like to try to push it more towards the beginning of December, where you know, you don't have quite such long layoffs and, you know, you just kind of keep the rhythm of the season going. Yeah, and, yeah, you know, you sort of feel like you're in kind of the same year as opposed to in January 20th, you were essentially not in the same year that the season was played anymore. You know, kind of a Monday, late January just feels like a very different time of year than when the season normally takes place. Mm. So I'd love to sort of push it up a little, you know, closer to the beginning of December and kind of get it done sometime near the first of the year. But they're going to talk about how the seeding takes place, about, you know, do you find a way to get what is probably the four best teams and the four top seeds. There will definitely be in the future more talk about, you know, additional home games as opposed to so many neutral sites. But anything like that is likely to happen, you know, 2026 at the earliest. It seems like there's a very good chance the 2025 playoff actually looks almost exactly like this one did this year.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The day after the college football season comes to an end, Ohio State national champions, hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. I think that you do tend to talk a bit more about this than Randy and I do. Not that there's anything wrong with people caring about this or not, but the SEC losing sort of its grip on the dominance of college football has been something that's been brought up today in the wake of Ohio State winning the championship last night, Michigan last year. I guess, how much do you care about that, and also how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I will say that I'm not happy about that. I mean, and, you know, you're right. Well, I think we've talked about this before. I probably care about that a little bit more than y'all do. But, you know, the truth is like, there is a certain, like, regional connection you're just going to have, you know, with college football. You know, the old school SEC, everybody was from the Southeast. Now it's not quite that way anymore. Now it's like Texas and Missouri and all these places that I don't really care very much about. So it's not quite the same thing as it used to be. But, you know, there's no doubt that when you look at the way in which you talk about how the transfer portal and the NIL has sort of broken up the kind of monopoly the SEC once had, and all of a sudden now you've got, you know, Big Ten teams winning back-to-back years. I mean, you can say, well, SEC people aren't happy about that, but boy, it certainly seems like there's a lot of people who are in the media that seem to be pretty happy about it, and sometimes it doesn't come across as sort of like emotionless neutrality when they sort of speak that way. So, I mean, admittedly, I do probably have a little bit of Southern pride, SEC pride type stuff a little bit, but sometimes it's sort of hard not to notice that some of the people on TV and whatnot, you know, they seem to get a kick out of the opposite of that too, which, you know, I feel like is you know, evidence that should be, yeah, you know, entered into the discussion perhaps.
That's why I laughed at it when I saw it this morning, because it's like, oh, because Paul said it, that makes it true. Right. Because when Paul said it before, it was like, no, it's not. He's lying. You know what you're talking about. And now that he said it this morning, it's like, you see, Feinbaum even admits it now.
But then also, like, what's the implication? Like, am I supposed to feel proud as a Washington alum and a member of the Big Ten that Ohio State won the national championship?
No, because you're not
built. The hell am I supposed to care for?
Exactly.
You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly.
Also, the Big Ten has won back-to-back national championships because Washington lost in the national championship last year to a Big Ten team when they weren't even in the conference. So, I don't know. I think it may all be sort of changing underneath our feet, BA, because conference, like you said, it used to just sort of mean a different thing because it was more regional than it is now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I'd say is like nobody has NFC South pride because exactly. The players that play in the NFC South aren't necessarily from the South. Whereas, you know, if you are from the Pacific Northwest, you are going to be a little bit proud of the part of the country you come from. Now, you may hate Oregon, you may hate Oregon State,
right.
but there's a sense of which of, hey, I'm still proud of where I come from, where, you know, like the SEC more so than the other conferences had a certain like geography to it where, you know, the ACC had that little bit, but that's been an expanded league for a long time.
Right.
You know, the Big Ten now for a good number of years has been an expanded league beyond the Midwest. And so I would say SEC is a little bit different because it does have a specific location in its name. It is the Southeastern Conference. Yeah. And so as long as you had that going for it, that's one of the reasons why that has sort of mattered in the SEC. But as this becomes a little bit more professionalized, you know, even that would seem to be changing a bit.
B.A., we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate you, B.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.